The movement to restore historically authentic performances of music from the 18th century and earlier has led to a revival of interest in the highest range of the male voice. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz thinks the most remarkable of the current crop of men who sing in a register higher than tenor is the German countertenor Andreas Scholl.
I first heard Andreas Scholl on a trip to Dresden 4 years ago. "You have to hear him," a German friend told me. "You won't believe it." My friend was right. Not only did the beauty of Scholl's voice impress me, but also his natural, unshowy expressiveness. Countertenors usually have small falsetto voices, but Scholl's voice had an amplitude I'd never heard before. He's more than 6 feet tall. Maybe that's what gives his voice such resonance. The church where I heard him seemed to reverberate with his sound. Since then, I've heard him a couple of times in the U.S., and my first impression was confirmed. His voice pours into a large hall as easily as a hand filling a glove. It's the one quality you can't tell from a recording, where engineers can make even the tiniest squeak sound huge. But recordings certainly capture Scholl's other qualities. Here he is singing a haunting German Baroque song, Johann Philipp Krieger's An die Einsamkeit, to solitude. In Germany, Scholl is a star, and he's made numerous recordings for the Harmonia Mundi label, including solo recital albums such as one of English lute songs, which he sings with impeccable diction. Would that more American singers could project the English language so eloquently. He has a sense of humor, too, as he demonstrates in a German song called The Art of Kissing. On an album called The Countertenors, a witty, even wicked parody of the three tenors, he satirizes the feminine aspect of the countertenor voice. But Scholl's greatest gift is in singing the greatest music, like the alto solos in the two great Bach Passions. Here's his moving performance of one of the most profound arias ever written, from the St. Matthew Passion, Erbarme dich, have mercy on me. The conductor is Philippe Herreweg. Scholl's latest album, for Decca, includes first recordings of 17th and early 18th century Italian cantatas dealing with the imaginary earthly paradise, Arcadia. He's also in two of Handel's greatest oratorios, singing the title role in Solomon and David, the real hero of Handel's Saul. The last time I heard Scholl in person, at Harvard, crowds flocked around the table where his CDs were being sold. That's when I decided to write this review. I want more people in this country to know about an artist this good.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.